877.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures. It's already warming up really nicely up in the Panhandle. Boise City's 58 degrees, 52 at Beaver, 44 at the May Ranch, 45 at Sealing, 42 at Cheyenne, home with our secret weapon. 45 degrees at Hollis, 42 degrees at Hobart, out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 50 degrees at Lipscomb, 49 at Miami, 44 at McLean, and 44 at Wellington. Well, if you haven't been watching any news or weather or looking at your phone for your weather app, you need to pay attention now. According to Channel 4, looks like we're the target, center of the target, according, you know, we still got a couple more days to go, but what concerns me more than the snow or anything like that is the temperatures. We're right in the middle of calving season, so get prepared, get your generator started up, make sure you got plenty of fuel, put towels and all that other good stuff in your pickup, because you know you're going to be putting a baby calf in the front seat or back seat sometime this weekend. It's here. I know I am. I was looking at the cows out here west of town earlier this morning. I'm thinking, holy moly, it's going to be a long Friday and Saturday for this cat. But that's all right. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Doesn't mean we like it. But yeah. So guys, ladies and guys, make sure you get prepared. It's coming. 4 to 8 inches is the last I heard of snow right here. Further south you go, more chances of ice, which we don't need that. We don't need it anywhere. Ice is just a bad deal, but make sure your generators are running. And like I said, you have plenty of fuel and, all that good stuff. It's, you got 72 hours according to the Oklahoma Mesonet to get prepared. Sometime Friday morning, early Friday morning is when it's to start out here in western Oklahoma. So everybody get rigged up. I'm going to go ahead, because I got Brandon on today, I'm going to go ahead and do the Central Crop Care grain market update. And speaking of Central Crop Care, I got a call from Mr. Keith Layton yesterday, and he's added a dry spreader to his equipment lineup. That's pretty good. It's a big one, big boy spreader. And so he's got two sets of tires to go with it, your flotation tire and your row crop, skinny ones, your row crop. So you guys got anything coming up, you need some help with putting down dry, you can get a hold of Keith at Central Crop Care at 580-530-1032. He's out of Hobart, but he travels. Don't worry about where you're at. He travels. And give Keith a call, 580-530-1032. Let me refresh this deal. See what's happening since we were closed yesterday. Did it refresh? Didn't look like it done. Yep, it refreshed. Kansas City wheat, March, 524, down 3.25. May is 535, down 3. Wheat out of Chicago, March, 511, down 6.75. May is down 6.25 at 522. Corn, March, 424, down 0.5. May is down 0.25 at 431. Soybeans, March, 10.58, up 1. May is 10.69, up 1. Soybean oil, March, 52.84, up 23. Soybean meal, March, 292.70, up 270. May is 296.70, up 160. Oats for March, 301, down 1. She went to cattle market. I didn't even look at the cattle today. I was scared to. Oh, I don't know why I was scared. Looks good. It's all in the green. Live cattle, February, 232.60, up 45. April, 234.77, up 80. Feeders for January, 362.65, up 72. March is 357.75, up 130. April is 356.52, up 162. And May, 353.77, up 150. Lean hogs, February, 88.07, down 20. And what's oil and gas doing today? Ooh, oil's back above $60. February, 60.46, up 102. Natural gas, oh yeah, cold weather's coming in. It's shot back up. February is 386 and March is 317. Getting back up close to that $4 mark where all my favorite landowners and royalty owners and oil companies, that's where they need it, up around $4 to $5. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, I know Brandon and I'll talk about it, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you guys know that the Elk City Livestock Auction this Friday will not be happening. They're closed just because of this weather coming in. And Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction over at Clinton, along I-40 there, it's not a guarantee yet. So you need to call before you bring any cattle over to Western Oklahoma, just in case. We don't know what our weather, roads, and all that other good stuff. Anybody can get in and out of their pastures and stuff. So be sure and call at Western Oklahoma for Monday sales, just in case they close it too. All right. Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour. Let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you hear about Mark and Jenny's place?
Yeah, that tornado really leveled it.
It's so sad, but get this. They're already making plans to rebuild with a barndominium.
Really?
Yep, they're using Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Said the crew's local, fast, and everything's built to take on Oklahoma weather.
Smart move. I've seen some of those barn doors. They look sharp.
It's not just homes either. Cyclone builds barns, shops, even commercial buildings.
I wouldn't mind a metal shop out back and something that's actually going to hold up if the wind picks up again.
Let's call them. Mark said Culverstone made it easy and affordable.
Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Barn dominiums, barns, and commercial buildings. Custom built to stand strong in the heart of tornado country. Call Damon Culver at 580-821-0681 or Terry Stone at 580-243-9598.
Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone. Not just built for looks, but built to last for years to come.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 12th. 2,403 head were sold. 15 head of steers at 541 brought 440. 6 at 668 brought 382.50. 13 at 694 brought 406. 7 at 743 brought 370, 32 at 820 brought 355, 17 at 843 brought 350, 30 at 954 brought 328, 8 head of heifers at 522 brought 442, 54 at 539 brought 405, 10 at 569 brought 397.50, 20 at 732 brought 341, 21 at 816 brought 323, 35 at 882 brought 310, butcher cows 45 to 178, butcher bulls 140 to 194, bred cows 1100 to 4400, pairs 1550 to 3450, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's see here, Canadian, Texas. Here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. 50 degrees, humidity's 29, dew point's 19, the winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 23, peak wind gusts so far 26 miles an hour, 555 minutes of sub-freezing minutes, and I believe it was 14 degrees at my house this morning, which I live down close to the river, so it's a little chillier down there than it is at the top of the hill, but ice was pretty thick in some areas. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. My freeze meister, or whatever that little thing is I got here at the Elk City Co-op, it works. That stuff was paper thin on that horse tank this morning. But we'll see what happens this weekend. I know it works, but it seems like it stopped up a little compared to last year, which is okay. I think that's one of the downfalls of that thing. If you don't have an overflow in your tank, which I don't, there at the house by the lot, is that thing spraying and continuously putting a lot of water in the tank and it overflows a little bit, makes a little bit of a mess or ice rink when it's cold. But this year, it just seems like it's just spitting out and it's not overflowing the tank. So I'm cool. I'm happy. Maybe that's what they need to do, stop it up a little and then install the thing. I don't know. It's pretty good stuff. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture in our farm belt. Oh, by the way, coming up, Brandon didn't answer the phone, so I don't, must be busy, which is not unusual. Last segment, we got Hay Day Tuesdays brought to you by Great Plains Bank. Get your pencil and paper ready. Got quite a bit of hay to sell, and you know you're needing some. Now, I've noticed a lot of hay wrap along the highways here in the last week. So people are starting to feed a lot of hay and not securing their hay wrap, but we all know what causes that. But yeah, a lot of hay being moved in the last week. Now I've got a couple of the ones out here west of Elk, last week's first hay they've got all year because they've got big grass and plenty of protein in the tubs out there. So they're good to go. All right. Grain and soybean futures were modestly lower in overnight trading, as last week's supply and demand reports from the USDA continued to weigh on the market. Corn production was projected at 17.2 billion bushels, or 186.5 bushels an acre, according to the Ag Department. That's up previously from the 186 bushels per 84 bushels per acre. That's what they were thinking. Soybean output was forecast at 4.26 billion. bushels on a yield of 53 bushels an acre. That's up from December estimate of 4.25 billion bushels, also on a yield of 53 bushels per acre. Corn inventories at the end of the marking year on August 31st are now seen at 2.227 billion bushels versus the 2.029 billion bushels that they were thinking. Or they're still thinking. It's all thinking right now. And they really missed the corn acres this year. It wasn't bad. 1.2, 1.3 million acres. Was that acres or bushels? Yeah, it was acres. Yeah, they, anyway, that's what it is. Soybean stocks are now seen at 350 million bushels, up from the previous forecast, 290 million. Quite a bit there. The large estimates are hanging over the markets to start the week, leading to some technical selling in the overnight session. Corn futures for March delivery fell a penny and three quarter overnight to 423. Wheat was down 2.5 to 515 and a half. Soybeans down a penny and a half to 1056 a bushel. Soy meal added 30 cents and our 30 cents to 290.30 a short ton. Soy oil was 0.06 cents up to 52.67. Yes, chickens are in my news every day. And it's crazy. Despite a decades-long winning streak for the U.S. chicken industry, headwinds may challenge future growth, according to CoBank, said in a note to clients. Slowing of new construction within the industry, limitations on existing production processes, and an undersupply of chicks may all curb growth, according to this. Per capita consumption of chicken in the U.S. has jumped 30 pounds in the past 30 years to 103 pounds a year, the bank said. Citing USDA data, that'll increase by another 4 pounds by 2030. Looking at my belly down here, it already increased about 8. That led producers to focus on how much meat is on a bird. According to this, higher capital costs, tight labor availability, and increased local regulation have stalled greenfield set expansion. CoBank said chick availability has trended towards downward as genetic priorities have shifted from hatchability to meat yield and added more pounds per bird has its limits. Still, producers are showing interest in secondary processing and value-added products, said Brian Ernest, lead animal protein economist at the bank. That's helping chicken producers meet increased consumer demand for further processed and flavor-enhanced items like tenders, nuggets, and sandwich, but it's not necessarily a sustainable or long-term approach to consistently increase overall production volume. So, speaking of chickens and speaking of northeastern Oklahoma, I talked to a lady yesterday on the phone for a good hour, Megan Langley from over in eastern Oklahoma, who is a chicken producer over there. And she's in the middle of all this stuff that's going on with Attorney General Drummond, all these regulations and all this stuff. And I'll just be honest with you. I can't wait to have her on. We'll know tomorrow when she's coming on, either later this week or sometime next week. You guys are going to love her and you're going to find out a lot of things that doesn't get explained in mainstream media. And it's the honest truth. And I was kind of in shock when I got off the phone with her, believe it or not. I was just like, wow, wow. Every time she told me something, I was wow. And so it's going to be interesting to have her on and talk about what's not being talked about. How cool is that? Because it's affecting the producers over there, and it's running. What's happening is going to eventually, it's already ran a couple, is going to run out some of the main chicken processors, companies like Tyson, Charlie's, Cargill. I mean, I don't know them all by memory, but some of those guys, they're going to pull the plug and run somewhere else. And what people don't understand is these chicken houses that they build are $1.1 to $2 million a house, and it's planned on a 15-year cycle of that chicken house. And it's and if these companies pull out and these chicken houses are only half paid off, guess what? Another farmer goes under. Another producer goes under. So, interesting stuff going on. All right, let's check out some weather in our farm belt. According to the National Weather Service, winter weather advisories have been issued for a narrow strip from north central Iowa into Michigan. According to the National Weather Service maps, from 2 to 3 inches of snow or forecast for counties in northern Iowa and eastern Michigan, blowing snow and fierce winds will create extreme cold weather wind chills, that could drop to minus 15 degrees. And just another heads up on what's going on, what we got coming up in our big world out here in weather. It's according to the Mezzanette, starting sometime Friday mornings, snow showers. Winds are not going to be crazy this weekend, but they are going to be out of the northeast. And everybody knows those northeast winds are the coldest. Calling for 37 for a high Friday, 10 degrees for a low Friday night, and then 80% chance of snow and a 70% chance of snow Saturday with a high of 19, and it's supposed to be below zero comes Sunday morning. 3 to 4 degrees below zero Sunday morning. Exciting times in our weather, huh? Let's talk about Stockman's Vet Clinic. We're hot into the winter or spring. We call it spring calving season right now. It's time to prepare for breeding season, believe it or not. You need to think way ahead. With our limitations on vets in Western Oklahoma, and I know I hear people go, I used to just pull in there and get my stuff done. Well, that's when we had a vet in every town, and we don't have a veterinarian in every town anymore. So you have to call ahead, unless it's just a dire emergency, and get an appointment. That's all there is to it. It's a change into the guard, I guess, if you want to call it. So make sure you call ahead and get an appointment with your vets. I don't care who your vet is. I think they're all the same. And if you got an AI program coming up, or you need a bunch of them preg checked, or you need this or that, you need to call way ahead and have a plan. You actually got to make a calendar, gentlemen. Let's do it. So it's Stockman's Vet is here to help you with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching here in about 2 or 3 months, please don't neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. Because, guys, the market is good at the sale barn right now. Why not go grab that money and head to one of the sales that's coming up here pretty soon and buy you a new bull? How's that? It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next calf crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all internal and external parasites as well. I'm surprised I haven't seen any lice. I know some people have seen some lice, but I haven't seen any with this warm weather. But winter's back, so maybe we don't have to worry about it for a while. With the great cattle prices, let's visit, make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help them maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by Stockman's anytime at 1019 South Main Street, right here in Elk City, or call 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment or for after-hours emergency service. Okay. We talked about it a few months ago. What was it? September. You guys remember me talking about that disposal well, or that, yeah, disposal well started leaking into the creek there above Fort Cobb Lake. One of the producers there lost 11 to 15 head of cattle, and there's some dead wildlife along that creek. It's still continuing, but wow, they've spent a lot of money on hauling off. I think I've seen where they haul 10 to 11 truckloads a day out of that deal. So I'll just put it in real easy terms before we get into this story from Lawton. But so what happened, there's a disposal well over there. And then there was about a mile and a half away, there's an old well that was drilled over 100 years ago that wasn't marked on any maps, which is pretty normal for a century ago that none of this was ever written down. It got into that thing, and that's why it was coming up out of the ground. But it's not stopped yet, and it's the Corporation Commission, I guess, basically has taken it over completely. It said, although Injet Disposal LLC managed a saltwater disposal well in Caddo County within its authority granted by the state regulations, InJet's operation of that well caused salt water to pour out of a previously unknown, poorly plugged 100-year-old well more than a mile away. In an interim Oklahoma Corporation Commission order dated back in November, InJet agreed to plug its Piercy No. 1 saltwater disposal well and restore the site to work with the Commission's Oil and Gas Conservation Divisions to plug, remediate, and restore the site of the saltwater purge and to reimburse the OCC for its costs associated with the saltwater discharges. The purging well initially was expected to be properly plugged shortly after Thanksgiving, according to Corporation Commission Administrative Law Judge Keith Thomas. Nevertheless, it was still spewing salt water on January the 8th, according to the field inspector Carl Salser. I hope I'm saying that right. Informed the Southwest Ledger out of Lawton. The commission has paid contractors Turn to disposal, page 5. The purging well initially was expected to be properly plugged shortly after Thanksgiving, but it's not been done. The commission has paid contractors approximately $500,000 to haul off salt water that was discovered pouring from the purging well in mid-September, according to Corporation Commission Tom Hyatt. Fluid from the Caddo County purge has been transported in tanker trucks to a licensed disposal north of Hydro in Blaine County, operated by S&S Star. A commission spokesman said the OCC retained 2 tanker truck operators to collect the fluid and haul it away. The commission said they're averaging 11 to 12 truckloads per day. And they're, I remember, I think they're around 120 barrels. The volume of the saltwater truck to the disposal site was 747 barrels on November the 11th. So, anyway, you know, I'm sharing this with you guys because we're all landowners and sometimes this happens. I mean, who knew that well was there where this water's purging out of there? So, I'm not saying nobody was at fault or not at fault, but it caused some damage. And I don't know what it's going to cost to clean that creek up with all that salt water, damage to it. Salt does a lot of damage to your ground, and it's hard to take care of. So we'll see, but hopefully they get this other well plugged pretty quick, and I'm sure the OCC is going to pull the disposal plug on that other well and getting it back up. So they're thinking by the time this is all done, it's going to be around $1 million, but I don't know. We'll see how they can get taken care of that ground that's already contaminated. It'd be pretty good. But I seen the picture in there. Whew, she's pretty rough where that well's purging out of there. It looks like it's about 20 foot below surface when it started purging. So who knew? Who knows what went on 100 years ago with this well? But looks like they're doing their best. And they need to do their best because that creek there goes into a creek that goes into Fort Cobb, which supplies Chickasha and Anadarko with water. So I bet they're doing their darndest to work on it. And I'm sure the cattle producer that lost all of his cattle right there, I'm sure he's going to get his money back on them and for sure, and see what happens with the rest of it. I'll keep you updated as much as I can on that deal down there along Highway 152, there around Fort Cobb. Okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves! For your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Winter is right around the corner. Don't wait to secure the best nutrition for your herd. Call now to book your winter contracts for cattle feed, including our premium Mix 30 liquid feed. Give your cattle the edge this season and make sure they stay healthy during the cold winter months. Call us or stop by today here at SEI AgriTech in Elk City for all of your feed needs. Follow us on Facebook for updates and more information.
Thank you just doesn't seem to be enough. There are lots of places to buy cars and lots of places to have them serviced. We are really humbled by the trust you placed in us at Barber Dyson Ford last year. We don't take it for granted. You're the reason we had a terrific 2025. It was all because of you, and thank you for that. If you need us in 2026, we'll still be in the northeast part of Elk City and online at barberdysonford.net. We'd be honored to serve you this year.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming. You know, in the farming market, it's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I just got off the phone with Brandon, and he's going to come on tomorrow. I don't have enough time to do Hay Day Tuesday and him. I got some really cool questions to ask him tomorrow, so I really need a lot of time to visit with him. Should be fun. All right, let's check out a forecast for ag weather forecast for northwestern Oklahoma. Let's pick a town. Let's go to Beaver. Beaver, Oklahoma, 54 degrees, dew points 22, humidity's 28, southwest wind at 21 with wind gust up to 27. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 37 degrees, sunset at 5:54, 59 today, 21 tonight, and 51 tomorrow, with north to south winds. So they don't know which way the wind's going to be blowing tomorrow, but it ought to be good. It's getting prepared for the big winter storm. So everybody needs to go to the store and buy all the bread and the milk out. Please don't. It's just, if you want to, go ahead. All I know is I'm going to go get about 20 cans of chicken, Campbell's chicken noodle soup. And I don't know, I might get best choice. Who knows? Depends on who's got the best deal going on. And store them with a couple boxes of crackers, and I'll be good to go for 4 days snowed in. I can survive on chicken noodle soup. Unless somebody wants to make me a pot of chicken noodle soup up and I'll pay them for it. That'd be really cool. That's beside the point. Okay, let's check out. I didn't have time yesterday, but I do today. And that was, yes, let's check this out. Since winter weather's coming in, I know a lot of you guys already know everything about cattle, but let's see what Professor Paul Beck from Oklahoma State University said yesterday on the OSU Extension cow-calf corner. You want to? He's saying, winter's finally coming. We've had a great winter so far, and we have. You guys can't argue with that. With dry but warm weather making it easy for our cows out in the elements, but a winter storm is predicted in Oklahoma later this week. Cows need to get adjusted to cold temperatures overnight, and they did last night as far as I'm concerned, and grow a thick winter hair coat to be acclimated before winter storms arrive. I know, what was it, yesterday morning when it was really cold over there, them cows get up there, old fuzzy black hair. Mine are ready, I think. And I got, my cows are in really good shape, so we should be pretty good. We got a couple older ones that don't look 100%, but they don't have a calf on them either, so it should be good. Cows in good body condition, those with body condition scores of 5 to 6 with good thick winter coats, have a lower critical temperature around 32 degrees. Thin cows with thin hair coats are more of a risk for the cold stress with lower critical temperatures of around 40 degrees, while cows with wet hair coat have lower critical temperature of 59. For each degree below the lower critical temperature, energy requirements increase by 1%. With wind chills down to be expected to be way below zero this weekend, maintenance energy requirements will increase from 30 to 40%, according to Dr. Beck. How much more feed? Let's use a 1,200-pound cow in good body condition that needs 2 pounds of supplemental 20% range cubes to meet her requirements in normal conditions as an example. When temperatures get to 20 degrees, her requirements increase by 12%. To meet the shortfall in energy, she will require 3 pounds of additional cubes per day to 5 pounds of cubes per day. If we consider a thin cow with thin hair, it is way more critical. She is already needing to gain body condition to increase her chances of rebreeding for the next calf crop, so we should already be feeding her around 4 pounds a day. Her lower critical temperatures is 40 degrees or so. With temperatures fall to 20, they will increase 20%. She needs 7 pounds additional, so that's 11 pounds. Feeding with much more supplement is expensive and hard to manage, and it is. Water is still very important. Northwest Area Livestock Specialist Dana Zook summarized the water needs for cows during cold weather in a previous article. Feed intake is tied to water consumption. Access to clean, fresh water is always essential. Water is essential to feed digestion. Limiting water decreases passage rate of feeds, which will turn into compromised feed intake, making it very hard for cows to maintain weight. Another factor that affects water needs is the stage of production. The need for water increases with the demands of production. For example, lactating cows require more water than dry pregnant cows. Dehydration is an added stress, and cows deal with water stress better when we ensure they have adequate water. There you have it. So here's some other considerations that Dr. Beck said. Make sure cattle have access to as much hay as they want. If increasing concentrate supplementation rates to help offset some energy deficient and provide a windbreak to lower the animal's cold stress, by all means. I think that the wind affects our cattle so much more than probably anything. Unrolling low-quality hay in bedding will provide some relief from the extreme temperatures. I get big amen out of that deal. Me and my old buddy Donnie, we were just talking about this morning. We thought, well, we'll wait till Friday afternoon to unroll some hay for bedding, not for hay for eating. And just wait till the snow's done. If you put it on there, it'll all be wet. Won't be no good. But once the snow quits, man, it's a good time to take some crappy old hay out there and roll it out and have some bedding. I got a bunch of baby calves on the ground, so they'll want it. And even though I got big grass over there, like West Elk, I got good grass basically everywhere. It's just keeping those babies up and going. Take care of your babies is what I say. Let's see here. The Oklahoma Beef Cattle Summit will be March 24th from 8 a.m. and trade show from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And where's that at? Ada. This year's summit will emphasize focus on forages led by experts from OSU's Division of Ag Services and Natural Resources. Topics include NIR, forage and analysis, wildlife and forages, regenerative agriculture, sandbird control, hair shedding demo results, fescue toxic stuff going on there, market outlook, and Oklahoma's Cattlemen and Beef Council updates. $20 a person, includes lunch. That covers the lunch, actually. RSVP, 580-332-2153. Looks pretty cool. You can see that on your weekly edition of OSU Extension Cow-Calf Corner. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have Hay Day Tuesday, so get your pencil, pen, and paper ready. Lots of hay to sell, and good prices, too. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Have you ever wanted to broadcast high school sports, but were just a little bit worried about having no experience? This is Aaron Skinny Kalk, voice of the Elk City Elks. I was in that boat years ago. I took a chance and called a couple of playoff basketball games, and it was more fun than I thought it could possibly be. Now I'm on the call for every single game Elk City plays. That could be you. Paragon TV is expanding and is searching for broadcasters. If sports broadcasting is something that you want to try, go to ParagonTV.com and click the apply button. If you love sports and love to talk about sports, this job is for you.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
We did the Veterans Monument in Oklahoma City. At the time we did it, they didn't want any names on it. They were just doing the different wars in bronze panels on granite. 20 years later, they decide they want all the veterans' names on the back of the monument. Well, there's no way to engrave it, so they wanted to put bronze names on there. We said, you can't. That won't work well. They ended up finding someone that would put the bronze names on there, and then they started kind of popping off and everything. So then they called us to go in and see how we could clad it and get the names on it after the fact. So there's just things that come up in the granite industry where you have to investigate and figure out how to fix it or create it. Some things you just won't do, but, you know, there's projects that are nice out there that not everybody will have a hand in, you know, will want to have a hand.
Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
Hey, folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Woo! Welcome back, everybody. Mangum, Oklahoma. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwest Oklahoma. 47, feels like 42, dew point 18, humidity 30. Winds are out of the south at 14, up to 20. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 44. 5:54 sunset, 53 and sunny today, 28. Tonight, nice day tomorrow, 55 and sunny for Mangum, Oklahoma. And there you have it. All right, you guys ready for Hay Day Tuesdays? 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line if you have some hay you want to sell or some hay you're looking for. I had a guy called me the other day looking for some hay. It was pretty good. All right, you guys ready to write her down? And this is brought to you by Great Plains Bank. Let me see here. Let me get to the right page. All right, here we go. Big squares, the 4x4s of premium alfalfa, test with 22% on it on $200 a ton. Delivery available down at Mangum. 580-706-1432. Big squares of premium alfalfa in the barn, 200 tons, delivery available. Mangum, Oklahoma, 580-706-1432. I repeat these twice, people. Don't get annoyed by me that I don't post this. So I'm giving everybody a good chance to write it down. Soybean hay, untested, $15 a bale. Loading is available, 620-854-4168, and that's in Caldwell, Kansas. Soybean hay, untested, $50 a bale. Loading is available, 620-854-4168. We have 150 bales, a 2-year-old blue stem for sale over there by north of Texola on along the state line. 580-497-7248. 150 bales of 2-year-old blue stem for sale, $25 a bale. If you need some grinding hay or need some hay for bedding this weekend, you give this guy a call. North of Texola, 580-497-7248. 200 bales of Planet Prairie Grass Mix, horse quality, $40 a bale. These are big round bales. Lacing, Kansas, 913-915-6464. 200 bales of Planet Prairie Grass Mix, horse quality hay, $40 a bale. Big round bales, 913-915-6464. That's in Lacing, Kansas. 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. Loading available, 580-729-0356. That's located in and around Carter area. 400 bales of rye hay, $50 a bale. Loading available, 580-729-0356. Cow hay, blue stem, and native mix, 5.5-foot bales, $45 a bale. 580-660-1306. Cow hay, blue stem, and native mix, 5.5-foot bales, $45 a bale. 580-660-1306. Don't worry, I got more hay coming. Don't threaten me out here. It was 100 bales. Now he's got 40 bales of Milo hay, $50 a bale. Has some grain in it. Good stuff. Hobart, Oklahoma, 580-530-1032. 40 bales of Milo hay, $50 a bale. Has grain in it. Hobart, America, 580-530-1032. 80 bales of fertilized love grass out by Allison, Texas, $60 a bale. Deliveries available, 580-449-1192. 230 bales of rye hay, really good rye hay, fertilized and weed sprayed, Carter, Oklahoma, $70 a bale, big bales, can haul, 580-821-4816. 230 bales, a really good rye hay around Carter, $70 a bale, can haul for you, 580-821-4816. Let's see here. We got 150 bales of hay grazer, number one hay grazer, 1,200 pound bales, tested for nitrates, $75 a bale. Also got some horse quality tiff grass, 1,200 pound round bales. It's horse quality. Loans available, plus delivery is available. Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. Horse quality, tiff grass, hay grazer, 1,200 pound bales, tested for nitrates. Loads available, deliveries available. Elk City Retrop area, 580-821-2355. And we got 200 bales of lovegrass native mix, $45 a bale, up by Sharon, up in Woodward County, 580-334-8989. Trucking is available. 200 bales of lovegrass native mix, $45 a bale, Sharon, Oklahoma, 580-334-8989. Is Sharon in Woodward County? I think it is, isn't it? Not in Ellis County, is it? Yep, no. So there you have it. That's going up. Man, I got some cool stuff coming up. I got Brandon will be on tomorrow. And then Daryl Splawn, I hope I said that right, with Red Dirt Drone Services, is going to be on here Thursday around 12:30 to talk to us about his cool drone he's got, where he can locate cattle and stuff like that in the dark. He's got thermal imaging, in other words. For all you professional people, yes, thermal. So Daryl is going to be on Thursday, and I'm excited about that. Guys, I'm just going to tell you, the hay market doesn't look great at all. I'm looking at the hay reports from the USDA, which doesn't register everything that gets sold. I've never called the USDA and told them I sold any hay, but that's all right. This gives us, we got to have something to go off of. And there's just not a lot of hay moving. Some of the alfalfa prices in Oklahoma, premiums anywhere from 160 to 170, where it should be somewhere around 200 to 240. Good alfalfa is bringing $100 to $150 a ton. No sales on fair alfalfa in Oklahoma. New Mexico, there was no sales registered. Who else? Kansas, 165 to 230 for premium alfalfa, 125 to 175 for good, 70 to 115 on fair alfalfa in Texas. No sales available. Nothing's available with that. And who else is around us? Missouri. Let's see what Missouri's doing. Missouri's 175 to 300 on premium alfalfa, 150 to 175 on good, and 125 to 150 on fair. Grass hay prices, let's see here. Let's start with Kansas. 145 to 200 on premium, 60 to 200 on good, with that 200 being delivered, 100 to 115 per ton on fair. Missouri, 150 to 200 on premium, 100 to 125 on good. Oklahoma, nothing available. Texas, only thing available was some fair grass hay bringing, what was that? Yeah, $50 to $80 a ton for that. So not a lot of hay movement going on. Maybe this cold weather this weekend will make some people realize that they're, I should get some hay. So, see how that goes here. Let me take the test line ticks. Yes, Sharon is in Woodward County. Thank you very much. I thought it was. All right, let's do another Central Crop Care grain market update real quick before we run out of time. March wheat out of Kansas City, 522, down 4.5 now. Chicago wheat, March, 510, down 8. Things have changed during my lunch hour. Corn, March, 423, down 1. Soybean meal, March, 5276. No, that's oil. Yeah, there we go. Soybean meal, March, 29140, Is that right? Up 140. And let's see what the livestock are doing. Not much going on there. February lives are still, are actually down now at 232.07, down at 7 cents. April is 234.22, down, or up 25. Feeders for January up 35 at 362.27. March is 357 even, up 55. April is 355.67, up 77. And May is 353.12, up 85. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll have Brandon on tomorrow. Remember, Elk City Livestock Auction is closed this Friday, and the Western Oklahoma one is on, is questionable, depending on what kind of weather we get. So make sure you call Brandon or the office over at Western Oklahoma Livestock before you load up any cattle. And be honest with you, I hope we get 10 inches of snow and it's too wet for you to move anything this weekend. We need some moisture. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on today's show, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5.